With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. My name is Matt Weston. Tonight, I'm joined by my good friend Taylor, Mel Kiper himself. In this metaphor, actually, are you Mel Kiper or are you Tom McShay?
Am I
Mel Kiper? No. I think I'm Mel Kiper.
Yeah, I'm Tom McShay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so much better looking, so yeah. I have to be McShay.
I got badass widow's peak too, dude. I got really stretched up, got the gel in, got my hair yanked back.
Which you would call it a badass widow's peak? I don't know if I'd call it that.
Did I cuss? I think you cussed.
I didn't cuss. Did you cuss?
Nah, you cussed just now. I don't think I cussed.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, we're not cussing. This is a family podcast.
Dude, I didn't
podcast.
Say anything. You said it.
Yeah, and if you listen to the show, make sure to subscribe and give us 95 stars and all that sort of thing. So the draft is happening right now still, and yeah. I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
I haven't been this mad watching a draft since the Minnesota Vikings trade in front of Houston, pick 32, 2014. And took Teddy Bridgewater over the Texans, and they've taken Xavier Sufi in the second round instead. I haven't been this upset since that point. And now I remember why I stopped watching the NFL draft, because that was like the last one I've watched. I haven't watched one in like 5 years, and now I remember why.
I get it, man. You're upset that Dallas didn't have a pick tonight, too.
Yeah,
I understand.
Of course.
That has to be the only reason why. Because otherwise, isn't this your dream? I mean, you have offensive tackles and defensive tackles everywhere you look.
No,
isn't
I like
this,
that.
Yeah,
part
isn't
of
this
it.
Like exactly yeah. your ideal draft? Don't you like love this?
I'm talking purely as a Texans fan right now.
Oh, so
purely
you're,
as a Texans
oh,
fan. Yeah.
Oh, things are serious, actually.
Yeah, they are serious.
Oh.
So it's wow. So like everything broke perfectly for the Texans tonight. So Jacksonville took Josh Allen. It's expected for Jacksonville to take, Jonah Williams to Juwan Taylor. Nope. Then the Bengals took Jonah Williams, which is a pick I really like. Then Atlanta took Chris Lindstrom, a guard from Boston College.
That's what you want.
Yeah. Carolina took Brian Burns. They were potentially going to take an offensive tackle. They didn't. Minnesota took Garrett Bradbury, a center. You thought maybe they would take a tackle. They didn't. Then the Baltimore Ravens come up to pick. And then it looks like the Texans are all set up. They can take Andre Dillard, the offensive tackle from Washington State, the best pure pass blocker in the draft.
So your dream.
It depends on what you want.
Okay.
And, he's a really great pass blocker. He has to learn how to run block, but he's probably going to, be a good pass blocker for, 12 years, He's 325 pounds.
12 years at the very least.
And runs a 40 in, 4.95.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really good.
I guess that's
and
okay.
And the other tackle available is Juwan Taylor, and now the internet's telling me that, maybe his knee didn't look that great, and that's why teams are, skipping past him or whatever, and, why maybe the Texans didn't take him. But Juwan Taylor... It was like a really good all-around tackle. He played right tackle. These guys that got drafted in the top 10, like Brian Burns, Josh Allen, he manhandled them. They weren't able to create any pressure against him at all whatsoever. So these two guys are available when the Ravens come to pick. Then the Philadelphia Eagles make a phone call. And it was really funny because they showed a draft video like, we're ready, we're Texans. Yeah, it's draft time. And there's 30 people in their draft room. There's all these stupid nerds with laptops. They have 30 people in there. And I guess they weren't prepared to trade up even one spot or didn't even call. And the Eagles give up a fourth-round pick and a sixth-round pick to swap picks and take Andre Dillard right ahead of them. And then the Texans take an offensive tackle. And they don't take Juwan Taylor, who would be, a really good all-around right tackle. They take Titus Howard of Alabama State. Now, the problem with this is that Titus Howard is from Alabama State. He was really good in the Senior Bowl, I guess. He's really big and strong. He's super wide, but he's a developmental guy. He's not even used to playing with he wasn't even used to playing against D1 talent. And he had okay video, I guess, against Auburn, but the entire time in that game, they didn't run enough of an offense to even really understand. None of the stuff that they did there really translates to next level in that game. And there just wasn't a whole lot there. But people really liked him in Mobile, Alabama. And he's the type of guy that you want to take in the third round. You want to take him maybe like in the second round. You don't take him with pick number 23. You don't take a guy who's going to be a project who you have to teach how to play, who you have to get him up to speed at this point, especially for an offensive line that needs a starter right away. Right now, it's looking like it's be Sancho Henderson right tackle, and then Davenport Khalil batting at left. Well, Howard has to learn for a amount of time. And, like, you have to get somebody who can play right away and play right now. And they didn't do that at all whatsoever. And I think it's unbelievably dumb. It's very stupid. And they got cucked. The Texans got cucked by the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. And now I remember why I don't like the draft, because you get mostly invested in something really stupid that you have no control over whatsoever. You kind of fall in love with, like, certain players and stuff and how you want things to happen. And it never goes how you want it to happen. Like, it never goes your way at all whatsoever. Or the way it should, you know?
That was, like, the longest rant I've ever heard you go off of. That was, like, the most ridiculous thing. You are truly hurt over that. Yeah. I'm actually kind of concerned with being, like leaving you. I feel you like that be. What the Texans have done is kind of, like, destroyed your feelings and your heart tonight. So you would have preferred if... So, wait. If they would have taken Dillard in that spot, you would have been happy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
100%.
Yeah, but you don't like the fourth and the sixth?
No, they didn't. I mean, they keep their fourth and sixth, I guess.
What do you mean they keep
their fourth and sixth? The Texans didn't trade back. The Ravens gave a fourth and a sixth to swap picks with the Eagles so the Eagles can move up ahead of Houston and take Dillard.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you said Texans trade. I was like, well, then what are you upset with?
No, Houston didn't trade back at all. They just sat there while the Eagles jumped in front and cucked
them. What do you want them to do? That's not
give up. Give up a fourth-round pick.
Well, they want the fourth pick.
They don't even have a fourth-round pick, I don't think.
Okay, well, then what do you want them to give up?
Give up a third-round pick next year.
You want them to give up a third-round pick? Yes. You're out of your damn mind.
Because they need...
What?
They
you're moving up they, one spot and you're giving up
correct.
A third?
But this is a guy who can start right away right now. And they didn't do anything in free agency at all. They were kind of preparing for the draft to find starters here at this moment, this time. And they didn't all whatsoever. You know, they needed a guy who can start today, who can start offensive tackle this season, and they didn't do that.
I don't know, man. Dallas takes on a lot of projects all the time. Some of them work out, some of them don't. But, I mean, the ones that do work out, a.k.a. Jalen Smith, I mean, things happen. Guys turn around.
Yeah, but Deshaun Watson was sacked 62 times last year.
Yeah, that's, you know? Yeah.
And the Jaguars took Josh Allen.
Yeah, you feel bad.
The Titans, you know, they signed Cameron Wake, Harold Landry's going to be better. Maybe their pass rush is going to be better this year. I think the Colts pass rush is going to be better this year, too. But, yeah, it's just a mess because they're going to have to score a lot of points this year.
By the way, the
they're
Colts aren't
going
like
to
pick anybody.
12 really good quarterbacks. I know, they're never
they're
going
not gonna to pick anybody.
They're
going to
trade
care.
Back until the world ends.
They just keep, like, moving their pick. Well, you know what? We don't want to do this.
Yeah.
We don't want to do this number. We don't like this number.
I don't understand that either. They're not rebuilding anymore. They're a playoff team.
Yeah, so they're just going to keep stockpiling. That's all they're going to keep doing.
Dumb.
You just hate them so much. Are you, are you jealous of how they're like being run, and you wish that your team was a little more run like that?
No, I liked the Colts last year and the year before that to get to the point they're at right now. But you have us like the windows that you have in football are very small, and you're not a rebuilding team at all anymore. You're a playoff team. Go through. They had $100 million in cap space this year. All they did was sign Justin Houston and Devin Funchess. That's it.
I guess that's a good
all,
point.
And then they re-signed some of their other players for pretty cheap.
And you thought that maybe because they weren't signing anybody that they'd be like making moves during the draft. But obviously, if they are, they're not making any moves in the first round.
They don't make any moves.
Like,
ever.
I don't even know. They're just like, hey, we just didn't do anything.
Yeah, like Chris Ballard's a nerd and he's a coward and he's too conservative.
You're like name calling everybody.
Yeah.
You are just like hating on every single person that you brought up.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
a
mad.
Coward. He sucks.
I didn't say anybody sucks.
Wait. What'd you say about the other one, though?
I said Titus Howard. I didn't say he sucks. I said he's a developmental project.
No, that's not what you said. I wouldn't have said that. Whoa, if it was just a developmental project. That's not insulting.
I said it sucks. They took him, maybe.
Oh, you said something along those lines. There's something. I'm going to go back to
I'm
this.
I'm going to hit the tape.
We're going to the tape.
Oh, hey. And it sucks the Texans took Titus Howard. Okay, so that's what I said.
Okay, I think you did. Yeah. Whatever. Either way, you said it. All right, so I don't get it. I think that you're a little bit overreacting. I feel like it could work out. But also at the same time, this just goes back to the Houston Texans again. They're just, Deshaun Watson is like, they just rely on talent. They don't know what to do. They're just going along with it. It's like they just get guys that fall to them, that just like fall into their lap, that are just like pure gold.
And they just don't know what to do with it.
Well, and
they don't build anything around it because they don't know what else to pick.
I guess the difference is, like, when Rick Smith was the GM, he was money in the first round. Like, he never screwed up the first round. Mm-hmm. And, like, the only pick that you can say he messed up was his very first pick when he took Moby Okoye, who was, like, a 19-year-old defensive tackle from Louisville who never got any better at all. He was as good as he was at 19. You take a 19-year-old guy, he's like, oh, look at all the potential he has. No, that's as good as he is because he's a full-grown man at 19 years old. And they took Kevin Johnson, 4 years ago or whatever. And Kevin Johnson was injured, and it kind of derailed his career. But he always hit the first round. Brian Game last year didn't have a first-round pick. He didn't have a second-round pick because Rick Smith traded up to select Watson, and then he traded a second-round pick to shed Brock Osweiler's contract, which was a terrible trade. They did something that they didn't have to do at all whatsoever. And
Brock's the greatest thing ever. Brock, you know, you realize there should be like a 30 for 30, how Brock like won.
Yeah.
Like this is the story.
Hey, he won a Super Bowl.
He did win the Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl.
He got paid so much money and he has a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, he lived a lot.
He lived the NFL dream.
Yeah.
He has everything.
Yeah.
I don't think he deserves it though.
No,
doesn't seem like a guy that deserves it.
He's a robber.
And that's what makes it even worse.
Yeah.
God, he's not even a good person.
Yeah, he's just such a he's a big baby, but
what do you mean he's a big baby? But how do you know he's a big baby?
I watched him on the sideline and gosh, I could not stand all of his post-game interviews. Hold on.
I just want to go back to this real quick. Because he's a big baby, but Jameis Winston you believe in this year.
No.
I just want to make sure that I'm right.
I think Jameis Winston is the best possible opportunity for him to succeed. There's not like an offense for Brock Osweiler.
I don't think there's an offense for Jameis Winston.
Yeah, it's Bruce Arians' offense.
That doesn't make any
sense.
Dude,
I can't wait to gain 400 pounds.
Okay.
Buy nothing but Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirts.
Why do you have to gain 400 pounds?
I'm going to become a Buccaneers fan. This is what you got to do.
And by the way, you aren't even going to gain that much weight. You can't just do that by eating nuts.
Oh, yeah. It's all fat and calories. You get fat eating nuts if you don't work out.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
When you say that I ate a handful of nuts for the day,
no, I'll eat like 4,000 calories of macadamia nuts. Dude, I can get fat fast. And then I would just smoke cigars all day, eat nothing but steak.
Who are
you? Go to strip club every day.
What is that?
This is me. I'm a Buccaneers fan now.
That doesn't even make any sense. Who's a Buccaneers fan that does all of these things that you know?
This is how I imagine it, how it works.
That's how you imagine it?
Yeah.
That's how you...
Good Lord. Yeah, so I don't know, but Brian Gain, you know, he didn't have a first or second round pick last year. He had, you know, multiple third round picks. He took Justin Reed and Martinez Rankin. Like, the draft class last year was good considering, you know, what he had to work with. And so this year, with the first round pick and two second round picks, I mean, like, it's so dumb. Like, it's so dumb. It's an awful pick. Like, and the thing is, again, it's awful because of who is available and because Tyce Howard needs time to learn how to play.
You're never going
to
let this go. It's like the Teddy thing. You're never going to let this go.
He may be good in 2 years. He may be good next year, but he's going to be bad this year. And they didn't spend money in free agency on, you know, offensive tackle or the play. They think Sonshel Henderson's going to be a starting right tackle. It's not going to work.
Dude, DeSean Hopkins, he's just getting younger.
DeAndre Hopkins.
He doesn't even make any
JJ Watt's getting younger.
DeSean Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, you combine them into DeSean Hopkins.
I do that all the time.
That's what you do.
Now you're doing it.
That's where it got from. I was like, I could have sworn I've heard that before.
Oh,
that's what you do.
And the Seahawks about to make their pick.
Oh, hey, speaking
of
the
Seahawks. They got back-to-back picks. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, I actually want you to tell me that I was right. I want the entire audience to hear you tell me that I was right and you were wrong.
You're right.
No. You say I was right.
You're right because of the end result.
What do you mean the end result? It happened like 3 days later after I said what they were going to do.
Like, you were right by the end result.
What do you mean I was right by the end result?
You could pay Frank Clark and Russell Wilson, but they chose not to.
Why did they choose not to, Matt?
Because they wanted a first-round pick. Because
they paid Russell Wilson too much. That's why. See, just say that I was right, man. It's okay.
You were right by the end result.
No, okay. I was just
They could have paid both.
No.
Again, like, you don't become a bad team by paying really good players a lot of money. And Frank Clark's a really good player.
You become a terrible team by paying players 25% of your cap.
If they're not really good players.
That doesn't make any sense, no matter how good the player is. Aaron Rodgers is not worth 25% of my cap.
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's ridiculous. He's not one single player. Even Tom Brady, I think he's the greatest of all time. He is not worth 25% of your cap. He's just not. You can't do it.
Yeah.
How many men are on a roster, Matt, for NFL?
I think 51.
51? Yeah. I thought it was like 52.
53.
Oh, is it 53?
It's somewhere between 51 and 53.
I think we're around the air. Either way, it's too many guys. You can't pay 25% of that cap to one dude, and you got 50 guys left.
Yeah. You know, every time I see this, the pick is in. I just wish they showed McLovin from Superbad. He should come up and announce all these picks.
Why is the pick always in, and then they take like 4 minutes?
I don't know.
I hate that.
He should
so
just walk
much.
Him and go, the pick is in, and then walk off the stage.
Why would you want? Wait, what?
I said they should get McLovin from Superbad.
What is it? When does he even say that?
Well, he says that I think it's in.
You gotta have him like do.
Yeah, he walks up and he goes, the pick is in, and then I think it's in, and then he walks off the stage, and then Roger Goodell follows him up.
Do you think he looks the exact same?
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know. That guy never got another movie, did he?
You know, he was like on CBS. Every time CBS comes out with some new crappy comedy, he's always in it. Well, I'm just the nerdy next door neighbor nobody wants to talk to. My favorite thing also about the NFL draft is like whenever they draft somebody and none of these nerds know who it is. Like the Raiders, they're like.
They just act like they cheer.
Yeah, like the Raiders go and the Raiders select Clive Farrell, and it's like all these Raiders fans like. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, Raider Nation.
And then they cut to the sports bar in Nevada, and there's like seven people there drinking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, yeah, don't show that.
Yeah, but it's also because if you're in Nevada, they don't care. The football team's not there yet.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying like that's their crowd shot, seven people in a bar in Las Vegas at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So let me ask you this. In the first year at the NFL, all right, so with the hockey game in the NHL, the girl flashed her boobs and stuck them up against the glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that the NFL stadium will top that in the first year? Like, do you think like there will be some outrageous thing that happens in the first year such as that and is caught on tape?
I don't know. They need some glass.
It's Vegas. I mean, it's Vegas. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to expect something to happen. I can't believe that happened at the hockey game.
Yeah, that's cool.
But
I do the same thing. I go to the aquarium.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed at the aquarium anymore.
Yeah, I got kicked out of SeaWorld.
Wait. Oh. It's okay.
For Flash and Shamu, you know.
It's okay, man. Blackfish. That's real.
Dude.
That changed my life.
You know, I heard that they don't cry in the bottom of the ocean at all.
What do you mean they don't cry at the bottom of
the ocean? But that's not an actual thing they do. The movie just put it in there to make you feel even worse.
No, I thought that they're not supposed to, but because they're in captivity and, like, removed their baby,
yeah,
like, they started
but
crying.
But they said they don't actually do that.
What do you mean they don't actually?
I read it on the internet after the movie came out.
How can you just input that?
Because that's what documentaries do. They all lie. That's why I don't like
sound documentaries.
Yeah. Well, they just take like a crying whale. It's like, yeah, the whale's crying because it took its baby. It's not why it's crying.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know how the whale feels?
That's what the internet said.
You know what? You're just like them.
That's why I don't
God, I bet you worked at SeaWorld.
That's why I don't like documentaries,
though. What's wrong with you?
Well, you believe everything you see, so they can just show you wherever the hell they want.
Yeah,
and then you
tell
just
me the
it.
Mr. Rogers documentary is not true. Tell me that it's not true. Won't you be my neighbor?
I don't think it's true. So what about the Cowboys? Are you glad they took Amari Cooper tonight?
Yeah, dude, best first round pick I've ever seen. Dak has always needed a weapon such as Amari, and I think they're perfect together.
Yeah,
I think we could say we have a big three in Dallas with Zeke, Amari, and Dak. You know what? I'm blown away.
Oh yeah, well the Texans have a big three. You ready?
I'm ready for it.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins.
There it is.
Titus Howard. Let's go, baby.
Titus Howard. Man, what a pick.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is he's going to be good.
I wish I was dead.
He's going to be good in like 2 years, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so 3 years.
God.
It's okay.
It's bad.
You guys don't want to win now.
Yeah, this is the area that makes it even dumber, too. They have Deshaun Watson on a rookie contract. They're paying him like $11 million next year.
Yeah.
They're going to have to pay him like $20 million in 2 years.
Matt.
They're so screwed.
They're going to have to pay him $20 million. No, sir. In a few years with the cap, he is going to be paid over $30 million.
You think so?
I know so.
It's all going to be guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's going to be like $150 million guaranteed.
Deshaun, here it is. It's all yours. Yeah, I would not be surprised if he's the highest paid. I'm just going to throw that out there to you. You laugh at me when it comes to Dak Prescott. Tell me Deshaun
Watson. I don't understand money very
well. By the way,
well.
$20 million a
year.
The
only thing I know about money.
It's DeMarcus Lawrence, Scott.
The only thing I know about money is to not spend it. That's all I know about it.
Trust me, I know that.
Yeah, that's all I know about it.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at like saying like, I'm not good at measuring things. Like, I can't look at something like, yeah, that's about 7 feet. Like, I don't look at like a NFL player be like, yeah, that's $6 million? I don't know.
I always do. I'm so confident whenever I make a guess like that, but I'm always wrong every single time.
Yeah. Seattle still has the pick in.
I told you. It's 4 minutes later. It doesn't make any sense. And now we have like another random guy talking.
Yeah.
Century 21 real estate, guys.
I'm going to buy some real estate.
You're not going to buy real estate.
I'm a mogul, dude.
You're not a mogul?
Yeah, I'm a mogul, baby.
You're not? Oh, hey, yeah, look, San Antonio, baby.
Yeah, so that's the other issue, though, with this trade is that the Texans Super Bowl windows right now with Deshaun Watson a rookie contract, like, this is it. This is the time for them to actually be a contender, and then they do things like not spend money in free agency, not draft a player who can start right away at offensive tackle. It's such an unbelievably just, like, I think the pick could end up working out, but it's a bad pick for the context of the season and where this team is right now. This isn't the Miami Dolphins. Tyus Howard is the guy you want in the third round. You don't take him in the first.
See, I kind of get what you're coming from because it's kind of like my frustration as well with Dallas, for example. I kind of thought the same thing. I thought Van Der Esch was going to be a working project. I thought Van Der Esch would not come out and look like what he did last year. You could have never told me at the 16th pick when the guy played nine-man football that you just expected him to be able to.
In high school.
Yeah.
But he still played at Boise.
1 year. And he plays in Boise.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't watch him in college, so I don't know.
That's my point. It's the fact you honestly thought with him going into it that he'd be a development, and he came out and he was on fire. He's seen a few games under his belt, baby.
I watched Howard. Like, I watched him.
I'm just trying to make you feel better over here.
I'm not going
to
feel any better at
you
all.
You can try.
I'm not going to feel better.
Would you have preferred, like, something else?
Yeah, Juwan Taylor. He's right. Look, you see him right there? That's who they should have took. Doesn't he look big and mean and scary?
Like, doesn't look like that.
You watched the video of him from last year, and Josh Allen was taken with... I got it right here. You ready for it? With the 7th overall pick.
I'm ready.
Brian Burns taking the 16th overall pick. Montez Sweat was taking, 26th overall. Juwan Taylor handled those guys. Like, Josh Allen didn't, get much rush. He couldn't edge rush against them. His inside moves didn't work. Like, Taylor's just a really good all-around right tackle. Could start right away. And the only thing I think is he has an injury. I saw some things on the internet that maybe he has a knee problem. Oh, LJ Collier! Woo! Wow, what a... crazy night.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me right now?
Unbelievable stuff here.
By the way, didn't I guess this?
The Seahawks took LJ. No, you didn't pick that.
I got this right.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Well, who was it? Who did I say?
Oh, my
gosh. I know
gosh.
You have the list.
Crazy pick, man. What a fun night tonight's been.
Dude, I know I got this right.
What a
time. I need people in the comments to tell Matt how right he was about the draft compared to Taylor.
You had Seattle taking Devin Bush. Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, you know what? I have more right than you.
Bush was taken by the Pittsburgh Steelers, though. They traded up with Denver to select him.
Yeah, I knew they would.
He cried when he got picked.
Why wouldn't you cry?
So he cried. Rashawn Gary cried. Marquise Brown cried.
By the way, that brings up the question, though. Are men allowed to cry if you have a grill in your mouth? If you have gold teeth or if you got diamonds in your mouth, are you allowed to cry?
I guess so. That's not a very good look, though.
I mean, come on.
Like a grill, a grill's for celebration.
Exactly.
You put that on after you're selected.
And aren't you supposed to be clean and fresh with the grill?
Yeah, you put that on that night when you celebrate, you know?
Yeah,
When that direct deposit hits. When do they get paid? Do they get paid tonight, you think?
They don't get paid tonight. They probably get paid like the first day they show up to camp.
Gotcha.
That's probably when they get their check.
Oh, the Giants moved up with Seattle. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, what's going on?
What do you got, Roger?
Oh.
Talk dirty to me, Roger.
Let's see who this is. Who's this?
Oh, DeAndre Baker, cornerback of Georgia. That's good for other teams.
By the way, didn't you not like Georgia?
I didn't like Baker. No.
Yeah, you didn't like Baker at all.
Like, just... part of it is because it's hard whenever you're watching YouTube cut-ups, but he's not that much of an athlete. He's not that big. And you watch a lot of this like coverage he's doing, and he's just not being pressured at all.
Dude.
Like he's just like running with, fade routes and that sort of thing. And they had such a good pass rush at Georgia. He really didn't have to cover it all either. And I know like all the draft stuff's like Baker gave up zero touchdowns since the last two seasons at Georgia. Baker didn't give up a catch over, X amount of distance or whatever. Like, he's just grabbing. That's a holding penalty, in the NFL.
You just saw the replay. That's a hold.
Yeah.
You would get called for a flag there.
Yeah, that's actually a good play. The ball was misthrown, but that's a good play.
All I know is that he has to go up against Amari. Speaking of Amari.
I don't know. I think Greedy Williams is much better.
By the way, can we talk about the better. New York Giants? What was with the Daniel Jones?
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
What is that about?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I really didn't get that at all. Is it just because he's played him? Who watches Duke football? Like, who's watching that in their free time? Like, who's like, this is the guy?
I don't know.
Like, I had nothing for it. Whenever I saw him, I was like, okay, he's the second coming of Eli.
Yeah, and the analysis from was like, yeah, he's a good athlete. He played basketball in high school.
I don't know.
He broke his wrist and was still the best player on the court.
That doesn't make
sense. This is what ESPN was telling me while I was mopping the floors tonight. And then they go, well, they had three first-round picks. Daniel Jones, Dexter Lawrence, who was suspended with that weird PED test last year in Clemson, and then DeAndre Baker. I do like how
what's a weird test?
Mysterious DeAndre Baker his photo is, you know?
Wait, he
failed a PED test last year. He's like, I have no idea how that happened. Mm-hmm. I just took whatever Clemson gave me, and nobody else failed the Clemson staff.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Or on the Clemson team or whatever. But
obviously,
yeah,
you got something that nobody else had.
Yeah, I don't know. But what the other thing is about Daniel Jones, he's like, he has good short accuracy, but he really struggles with deep ball accuracy.
What?
You don't get better at that. You can't teach a guy how to throw the ball deep with accuracy.
That's actually a very good point.
You don't, like, none of these guys are better really at developed. That. No, it doesn't. Accuracy never gets better. Like, you can throw a football to a spot where you can't.
Can you believe that, man, NFC East, quarterbacks everywhere. Yeah. I'm dripping in quarterbacks today.
So, let's rank the NFC East quarterbacks today.
Oh, God.
We got Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz.
The problem is...
Case Keenum controversy in Washington where the Redskins were able to sit at 15.
There is no controversy whatsoever.
Hey, quarterback controversy in Washington.
Controversy. There's so much controversy.
Dude, I'm just so excited, man.
For the Case Keenum battle.
Yeah, I can't. I love a good training camp
really
battle.
I really hope they're hard knocks, so we can watch the Dwayne Haskins versus Case
Keenum.
That'd
be awesome. I love a good training camp battle.
That would not be awesome. What do you mean you love it? You nobody wants to watch that. Nobody.
Me.
And also, I'm not going to rank Carson Wentz up there.
They hear that his back is still screwed
up. Yeah, that's what I mean. He's not right.
Yeah.
There's something not right with it. And
I think Nick Foles put a spell on him. What if Nick Foles is actually like...
Wait, you mean God?
I think he's actually in cahoots with the devil.
So
it's all a cover-up.
So you think that instead of he was becoming a priest, he was going to become a priest for the Satan worshipers?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Is
that
satanic. Satanicism.
I guess. I don't know if that's a different term.
My tag is the Star of David, and it says, I put 666 every triangle. Like, I'm trying to draw a pentagram, but
draw
it wrong.
That's terrible. You're going to hell.
That's my tag. I put that on my binder whenever I go to school, because I go to school on Monday.
That's my tag.
Yeah, that's my tag.
I can't believe you said that.
Oh, the Falcons took Caleb McGarry. Man, I love McGarry. Great pick for Washington. Great pick for Washington. For Atlanta. Great pick for Atlanta. Dude, I love this pick for Atlanta. Great job,
yeah,
Atlanta.
McGarry is from Washington.
But yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
McGarry's the best run blocking offensive tackle in this class. Mm-hmm. Great pick. I'm so excited for Atlanta.
By the way, he looks
great job,
scary.
Atlanta. Dude, he's a monster.
He is a monster.
All right, so let's rank the NFC as quarterbacks before we.
Oh, dude, it's too easy.
Change your minds again.
So I'm gonna say. Dak Prescott,
mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum, Carson Wentz.
Wow. Okay.
That's where I'm at with that.
All right. That's kind of mean to say.
What does that mean
to say? I think I would put Haskins over Jones.
By the way, I just...
Except he's going to die in Washington.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry, man. Eli Manning. I forgot him. He's the second best.
No, I think Haskins is probably better than Eli.
I think everyone...
Eli's terrible.
I think everyone is better than Eli.
Do you think Daniel Jones is better than Eli?
Yeah.
You know, Eli's going to be an absolute just prick. Like, he's not going to help him at all. He's not going to do anything to help him out or, like, try to make him better.
Can Eli help anybody?
No, he's not. He only cares about himself.
Oh, isn't that a Manning thing, though?
I think so.
I mean, come on. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, Payne's a great guy. Did he ever teach
the
up and coming?
Are you ready for this? Ooh, look at that power.
What?
Look at that power.
That's what you pointed at? That's what you wanted to make me look at?
This.
I was in the middle of a thing
here.
All right,
watch this run block. You ready for this?
God.
Watch this. Ooh, move the first level, pin back the second. Beautiful. Oh, you ready for another one?
I don't want to see this.
Here you go. You ready?
What am I watching?
Oh, he's getting out in the open field in the screen game. You ready for this? You ready for this? Yeah, there. Oh, open up
this block in the back.
That's a touchdown.
That's a penalty.
Now he blocked him in the side.
No, he blocked him in the back.
Caleb McGarry's great.
No, yeah, penalty.
Now,
throw the flag.
Better than Tyus Howard as of today.
Dude, you and that Tyus Howard.
Yeah, Eli's not going to help Haskins out.
No.
I mean, he's not going to help Daniel Jones out at all.
All I know is the division of the NFC East with quarterbacks has gotten awesome.
Do you feel even better about the Dallas's chances to repeat going into next year?
Of course. I'll put it again, but it's like what I've said, and everyone's just, oh, it's because you're a Dallas fan. You've always said it. You know me. I've never always said that I believe in my team. But this year, if they don't make the conference championship, it's failure.
Mm.
They have to go to the NFC championship.
Yeah, I think so, too, because it's the last year Dax
paid
nothing.
Exactly. And this is when all the other guys' contracts are going to be coming up as well. Byron Jones wants to get paid. Jalen Smith. All of them want to get paid. Zeke.
You know the Patriots are about to take Greedy Williams, and he's going to be so good there.
Didn't I pick that?
No, you did not.
When did I pick them?
You didn't pick that.
Dude, I think I picked that. You didn't pick anything, okay? Give me one pick that you got right.
I didn't get any of these right for this stupid draft.
You know also why?
I typed a mock draft today and got some right.
You know why you also didn't get it right? Because you said that Kyler Murray would not be selected first.
Yeah, so
maybe that's what your issue is.
Let's talk about Kyler Murray for a second. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about Kyler Murray.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. So Kyler Murray was taken first overall. This kind of here's the thing is sometimes I say things because I want them to happen. And so you just got to throw that out there in the universe, you know? You go, hey, universe, think about this for a second.
You know, the universe said.
It said, yeah.
Get that out of my face.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it said.
So Kyler Murray went number one overall. I just think it would have been a much more fun draft if he didn't go number one overall.
I think no matter what the draft was born, I think the New York Giants are the ones that spiced it up. Same thing with Washington.
And Oakland did a little bit too.
How did Oakland spice it up?
They just took like three just kind of weird guys.
I don't agree with the running back though.
Yeah, it's absurd.
I don't agree with it. That's his last name.
He's slow.
Yeah.
He breaks a lot of tackles, but he's slow.
And it's not like, I don't think he's going to break a lot of tackles in the NFL either.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Kyler Murray's taking number one overall. Ooh. And I guess they're saying that nobody's traded for Josh Rosen yet.
Dude, this is sad, though.
So it sounds like if Rosen gets traded, maybe get traded tomorrow for a second round pick, maybe even a third round pick. And they may even keep him, just say, hey, you can back up, I guess, and just have a really awkward situation over there. I don't know. But I think if you have Cliff Kingsbury, what makes Kingsbury the reason why you want him there is because he can get a lot out of any quarterback and the super cool spread offensive genius sort of thing. I mean, in that same offense, Mike Leach turned him into a great college quarterback. He was terrible in the pros. He had no professional career. But Mike Leach's offense, him as a mediocre quarterback, was able to be an incredible college quarterback because of the spread offense. And so now you're here in Arizona. And I understand whenever you have the opportunity, I would have traded down. I would have traded down for sure or tried to.
I got a little question. Whenever it comes to the New England Patriots, do you think they would select a quarterback? They would select a quarterback right here, right?
I mean, I guess maybe they could take Drew Locke. I don't know. I don't think so.
By the way, do you think that would be like the worst thing ever when you're in college and you go to the draft and you don't get picked in the first round? Do you think that's one of the worst feelings
I would just feel dumb if I was there.
That's what I mean. That has to be like one of the worst and most awkward feelings you could ever have.
I guess so. I don't know. It's always hard to be disappointed by things.
What do you mean it's hard to be disappointed by things? No, it's not.
I've been disappointed by everything my entire life, too.
Oh, here we go. Listen to it, everybody.
Did you miss me? Look, are you ready for this? Because the Patriots are about to take Greedy Williams. You ready for it?
Are you want to make a bet?
Yeah, how much you want to bet?
Let's bet dinner.
No, that's a lot.
I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, no, it's too much. Let's do $5.
Fine.
I feel like I should get like two dinners though.
Why?
Because the odds here.
What do you mean?
It's Greedy Williams versus the field. There's 700 different players they could pick. I'm saying they're gonna
pick
one.
You seem really confident. You're the one who said it.
Yeah, I am pretty confident.
All right, I'll give you another guy.
No, I want two guys.
You don't want two guys? You can only handle one.
Yeah, I can only handle one. I can only handle one guy. Well,
I don't know, man. The fans that go to these drafts sometimes.
Oh, it sounds like a terrible. Look at
like
you
the
look
ones
at, like,
that just like are standing out there.
Yeah, it's rainy. There's just like nobody there. It's cold. They're playing a bunch of terrible country music after every pick.
Probably a lot of Taylor Swift.
Are you ready for it? Are you ready for some Greedy Williams?
I'm ready.
Yeah, we got to keep talking. We can't just. N'Keal Harry. I guess I'm wrong. All right, I guess I owe you $5.
They chose a receiver?
Yeah.
What?
Interesting.
Hold on. They've never done this for Tom.
No.
Have they ever drafted a wide receiver?
They traded for Brandon Cooks.
They've traded for all of them. They've never picked a wide receiver in the first round. Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news.
We're seeing history here.
We are seeing history in the make.
Between this and Collier getting picked by Seattle at pick 27, this has been an unbelievable night.
Hey, N'Keal Harry, how's it feel? You're about to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he looks pretty strong in that black shirt.
What?
He looks pretty strong.
Why does he look pretty strong? Because he has a black shirt on.
Because if you wear darker colors, it makes you look smaller.
So he
still looks big in a darker color shirt.
That
says a lot about him as a player.
That is not how that works.
Yeah, if I'm wearing a white shirt, I'm going to look bigger.
Where did you hear that?
It's true. It's 100% true.
That's not 100% true. You just made that up.
No, I didn't make it up. They're shooting off fireworks.
You're like Christopher Nolan in Batman Begins. Yeah. Rub your chest. Your arms will take care of themselves. Yeah, that was a blatant lie.
No, that's true.
That was a blatant lie in Batman Begins.
No, it's true.
He lied to the public, and everybody thought that was real.
All right, so the other big storyline from tonight was the defensive line. So Nick Bosa was taken number 2. Quinnen Williams was taken number 3 by the Jets, and Bosa went number 2 to San Francisco. Clelin Ferrell went number 4 to Oakland. Josh Allen, I'm sorry, went number 7 to Jacksonville. Ed Oliver, which is, I think, a great pick, number 9 to Buffalo. Rashawn Gary, number 12 to Green Bay. Christian Wilkins, number 13 to Miami. Brian Burns, number 16 to Carolina. Dexter Lawrence, number 17 to the Giants. Montez Sweat, number 26 to Washington. And as we mentioned earlier, Collier went to Seattle. Tillery was drafted towards the end of the first round as well, too. The ticker will come by again and kind of show me that. So do you think this is like more of, hey, we got to rush the passer, we got to get after the quarterback, we got to create a pass rush sort of thing, or is this just because this is how this draft class broke out, where it was really deep at the defensive line position?
I think it was just deep. Actually, I feel like when it comes to the NFL teams as well, you draft these guys such as all your offensive weapons, but eventually you're going to have to protect them. Same thing when it comes to, like, the offensive tackles, but also, like what I've said last year, man, what wins when it comes to playoff time? Your defense. The only real team that you saw that truly can put up points in a heartbeat is Kansas City. But in the end, they still lost. And it was because New England really did shut them out in the first half.
Yeah. They shut them out for 3 quarters.
Yeah.
They just scored 21 points really
quick
at the end.
Which is nuts still. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it was unbelievable what they were able to do.
But, I mean, it's what really gains the moment. I mean, look at the Super Bowl. It was the worst Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls. But look at the final score. It was really defense that was trying to win. It was Bill Belichick's greatest defensive performance.
Hey, you got to watch the film, man. It's one of the most fascinating footballs you'll ever see.
There is nothing fascinating about that game. That was the worst. I went outside, Matt. You were there. And you came back, and I came back in, and I always remember, hey, Matt, what did I miss? Taylor, you missed absolutely nothing. you didn't get anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
I
love the big game, though, no matter what. Oh, good. He's breaking tackles against UTSA, the worst defense in college football last year.
What? That wasn't UTSA. That looked like Arizona State.
It's UTSA. They beat UTSA like 56-7. But I think that's kind of one of the things, too, also with like college. Whenever you're watching guys, you probably get like 6 to 7 plays. You say, this is an NFL type of play. This is an NFL route. This is an NFL type of coverage. This is an NFL type of matchup. And then you get 7 of those out of 50 plays that you watch, and then you have to take those 7 plays and extrapolate it out in the future, and it's difficult to do. And that's what I think makes this difficult.
By the way, I really do got like a serious question, because it's been like kind of I was thinking about it earlier today on the drive. So you think that it's a disadvantage for the Arizona Cardinals to hire Kingsbury, and then Kingsbury's a brand new head coach coming from college with that spread offense, always wanting to put points up. As you can tell, it really doesn't work in the NFL. So now he gets a rookie quarterback. well, all these guys have known is just pretty much the college type style offense.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think like it's kind of, I don't know. I'm not going to say
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
I like, think do it's you a think, great like, idea it's, to run a college-type like, offense for a college quarterback. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
But do you think it works?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's a great idea.
Didn't we say that with Chip Kelly?
That was just being fast is all they did. They were fast, and they ran a lot of stretch zone.
I mean, I just...
It worked for like 7 weeks.
I don't know.
And all players got tired and started to hate him.
Because if it doesn't work, you have nothing else to go to. You don't know anything else.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Kingsbury showed enough to be.
I agree
to be
with that.
A head coach in the
they
in
just
the
like
NFL.
Consider him a quarterback guru. Which, by the way, why wouldn't you hire him as like an assistant? Or
I think
something?
I think he probably said, "Hey, I can do this with Kyler Murray. If you know, we have interviewed
Show
for the
us
job.
On the doll.
He said, "I can do this. I can do this with Kyler Murray, and that's why they ended up signing him, but." I am kind of bummed that Murray didn't slide. I think it would have been fun. I really want him to go to Cincinnati.
So you can have that quarterback competition?
Or I want him to go to Miami. I think he would have been cool in Miami.
Miami. Nobody deserves to go to Miami at
until they change their logo.
What? No.
That toothpaste dolphin sucks. They need the
football
helmet dolphin.
No matter what you tell
dolphin.
Me, it's because of Ace Ventura. It'll always go down in history.
Yeah, but that's the good dolphin, not this dolphin.
It doesn't matter. Still, that dolphin will always be Snowflake.
Yeah, but I'm saying they need to bring back the dolphin with the helmet, not this.
Oh, so this. you still want a dolphin? You just want like the old style? Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
The dolphin with the helmet jumping in the air. This dolphin looks like you squirt some Aquafresh toothpaste on your bathroom counter. That's their logo.
By the way, I do that all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, I need to put it on the toothbrush. You got to squirt it on the counter.
Yeah, I got to put it on the counter. I got OCD.
One on the counter, one on the brush, one on the counter.
Yeah, I got to put my toothpaste on the mirror and then.
What?
Yeah.
Who does
so what's been your favorite pick tonight?
Favorite pick, probably. Well, I mean, it's kind of a tie between the Dwayne Haskins and the Daniel Jones. I'm going to say Daniel Jones only because I think
that's
it's
your favorite pick.
I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, because it's.
I think it's your absolute. Oh, wait, are you saying like what's like the most positive pick for me?
I mean, I guess if you want to be like, Schneider, Freud, I hate the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. But if you want me
they
to,
probably could have took him in the second round.
I mean, if you want me to be positive about it, I'll just say like Nick Bosa for the 49ers. I think no matter what, Nick Bosa is going to be great.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
and DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, I mean, Oakland kind of disappointed me. You had all these picks and you did nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what they did.
Yeah, you gave me nothing here. And anybody else like really stand out? The Dwayne Haskins? Oh, I felt bad for TJ Hockenson, man, for the tight end. Only because were both like, yeah, you may go to Denver. Or at least I was. And then it's like, oh, Detroit picked you. Dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they signed Jesse James, and they're trying to just be like the New England Patriots.
Oh, good.
It doesn't work.
No, Matt.
It doesn't
work. That's what Matt Stafford has been missing. That's why he has not been doing well.
Because he
didn't have two tight ends.
Yeah, that's why.
You know what? They figured it out. They're geniuses.
Who's the
coach?
You know why the Patriots are so good?
Matt Patricia.
They have Tom Brady. That's why they're so good. You don't have Tom Brady, so you can't do the same things.
Man, I forgot Matt Patricia was head coach.
Yeah, that's...
He didn't make any headlines except for like that sexual harassment thing.
Yeah, which nobody ever talks about.
By the way, Tyreek Hill is so much in trouble.
I don't want to talk about that. Because I didn't read about it. I don't know anything about it.
Just know, before we really get into the facts, a later show, he may be in some trouble.
Yeah.
Kansas City, what if they lose Tyreek Hill? That, in my opinion, was the reason why Mahomes was good. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, ooh. I mean, Mahomes is good because he's good. But Tyreek Hill, he's absurd. Like, when I was watching... I was watching some video of Bradley Roby, after the Texans signed him, because I wrote something about him because I'm an artist, I'm a writer,
Oh yeah, here we go.
And and so I was watching Tyreek Hill. I'm like, oh, he's so fast, like it's unbelievable how fast he is. Like he really manipulates time. He's a force field.
I think it was still. I always remember the funniest play was still when Dallas backed up. It was like before halftime.
Oh yeah,
they backed
up
like five of their guys, and I was like, "You gave him 30 yards of space. He's gonna just go from one sideline to the other.
Teleport.
You're dumb."
Yeah,
and sure enough, he did. He was on my fantasy team, so I didn't care.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think that's what it always comes down to, that fantasy somehow can trump your own team. Like, let me ask you, Matt, would you rather win fantasy football or have the Houston Texans win a Super Bowl?
I'd rather have the Texans win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
100%.
That's good fan.
Fantasy football is like a side dish. Like, it's a nice thing that goes on top of football. I like the game.
Yeah.
And then and fantasy's like a cute little diversion.
Yeah, but the difference is for me, I mean, either way I agree because I'd much rather Dallas. But that's just because so many people have talked so much crap.
Yeah.
Like, so many.
Oh, it's going to be a great day for you whenever the Cowboys eventually win the Super Bowl.
It'll be the worst day for everybody else, let me tell you. But when it comes to, like, fantasy football, I get it. Except, I mean, if you're kind of like a so-so team, it's like fantasy football. If you win that, that's like bragging rights forever.
Yeah.
If your team wins the Super Bowl, sure, you have bragging rights, but for how long?
Yeah.
1 year, and then your other friends tell you to shut up once the new team wins.
That'd be a good name for, like, a punk band, Bragging Rights Forever.
Dude.
Pretty cool.
I can play drums, bro.
Dude, are we going to go see Sum 41 at the White Rabbit?
I can't believe you sent me that.
It's like $37.
Okay, well, now I have to
go. I kind of want to go.
Now I have to go. Only if I can jump off the stage.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, you should ask everybody else if they want to go. We wear hookah shell necklaces.
Wait, why don't we go?
Oh. And spike our hair up.
We have to spike our... We have to dye it blonde, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting my ears pierced.
What is with you and ears pierced?
I don't know. I want to do it. So a few of my favorite picks. I really like that Oliver pick for Buffalo. The Bills have, you know, they have him and Starlet Tui on the inside. Kyle Williams recently retired, so they have a big hole. Not only on the field, but in their hearts. Because Williams spent his entire career there. He's just a big meatball in the center of the field. I think Oliver is going to be, you know, spectacular there. And also, you know, the Bills with Doug McDermott as their head coach. Or is it Sean McDermott? Doug McDermott plays basketball.
It's Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott.
Doug McDermott.
I should just say McDermott.
Dougie Buckets.
They run that same defense that Carolina runs, where they have to get pressure to their front four, and they have to have linebackers that can, you know, run around real far to cover the center of the field. And so I think they should be able to get pressure to their front four with Jerry Hughes, Lorenzo Alexander,
man,
Ed Oliver, and Latue
so
on the
well
inside.
With names right now.
So I think that's going to be a really good front four pass rush that they'll have in Buffalo. I also really liked... I like the Brian Burns pick a little bit for Carolina. I did want Andre Dillard to go there instead. But, you know, the Panthers also need, you know, pass rushing talent. And Brian Burns was expected to be, like, a top five pick, and he fell away to 16 for Carolina. And I think, like, Washington, too. You know, today they were talking about how they're looking at trading him maybe into the top three, and they just stood still at 15, and Haskins falls all the way down to them. And they're able to take Monte Sweat, number 26. So I think they had a really great draft, and those are two really fine selections. Even though I feel so bad for Haskins having to go to Washington. He's going to die. Everybody dies there.
Yeah, Haskins is dead. The other
but at least he's, like, he's really big and strong, though.
Sweat's also going to get arrested.
I don't think so.
What are you talking about? He, like, transferred, like, four different schools.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, Sweat.
I don't know.
I like Sweat because you watch the combine, like, oh, Sweat's just one of those guys who runs really fast, but he doesn't know how to play football. And then, like, you watch the video, like, oh, he knows how to play football, too.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, man. Come on.
I don't know. You know, we're all young men. We all make mistakes.
Doesn't make any sense.
You know?
You know. I mean, maybe, like, one school. It's, like, three or four, though. Then there's something else.
Well, what if he peed his pants in one of the schools?
What is it? Hey, David, you remember when you peed your pants? That was in, like, the third grade. People don't forget.
Yeah, it's always great.
It's always awesome.
Dude, that's why I can't go to my high school reunion, because I peed my pants.
No, we don't want to go to the high school reunion, because it's like $50
a
ticket. No,
because I peed my pants. Yeah, and so quarterback, so you got Locks there for tomorrow. Who do you think is going to take Lock tomorrow? Could you see Denver maybe taking him? Could you see the Giants can't take
him? It would hurt, like, Flacco's feeling so bad. Somebody has to be continuously wanting to move on here. So I'm going to say, you know what? I feel like that is somebody with, like, an old quarterback.
It's going to be surprising.
Yeah. I feel like maybe New England may snag somebody.
I want New England trade for Rosen. Or I want Rosen to go to San Diego.
Where's Rosen at?
He's still there.
He's still there.
Nobody's done anything with him yet.
Oh, hey, Rosen. You want to meet him?
Maybe we could trade for Rosen. He could sit in that chair right there.
Why did you? Oh, wait. For us?
What the podcast.
What do we have to give up?
I guess this dog. Give up the dog.
Man, you really love her.
Yeah, I do.
I could never give up my dog.
Look how sweet we're being.
I mean, you're sweet, you're being. You're rocking her like a baby.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say, whenever it comes to, like, the whole draft experience, would you ever do, like, a road? Like, what would be the one city that you would have to go to it?
Zero.
Really?
Never. I would never go to the NFL draft. No, I would never go.
What if it was in Hawaii?
No.
Oh,
here's the thing. So, like, the Texans are playing in England this year. Like, on the internet, like, some people are saying,
go?
No, here's what I'm about to say. They're all, you know, there's people trying to go to England.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do if I go to England is go to a Houston Texans game.
Why?
That's the last thing I want to do.
But you'll never be able to do something like that.
If I go to England, I want to go to England. I want to go to a soccer game. I want to smoke cigarettes in the Louvre.
What is with you? Cigarettes and cigars. And by the way, you get can't smoke them in the Louvre. I've been in the Louvre.
I want to get, well, yeah, I know that's in Paris. I want to get real nasty teeth. I want to dip my fish and chips in mayonnaise. That's what I want to do when I go to England. I don't want to watch the Houston Texans play football if I'm in England. You know what I mean?
I'd do it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why you do it, but I'm saying, yeah, it's the last thing I want to do.
You're crazy.
I go to Hawaii, I don't want to go to the NFL draft when I'm in Hawaii.
Why?
I want to hike up volcanoes.
Oh, here we go.
I want to walk around the jungle. Yeah, I want to do things like that. I want to just sleep by the beach for 7 days, you know? That's what I want to do when I go to Hawaii. I don't want to go to the NFL draft.
Why? I feel like in Hawaii, man, you can get like, you can have just like a coconut drink the whole time, have your Tommy Bahama shirt.
We can do that tomorrow.
Well, I don't know.
It's 80. It's like the beach in here already. It's 83 degrees.
I can't do that tomorrow. Especially you can't either. I got Avengers tomorrow, man.
Yeah, I got Avengers at 8:45.
I know. Everyone, you know, that's like the most frustrating thing. And I even told the lady when I went to the house today. Hey, Taylor, do you have your tickets yet? I have mine tonight. Oh, I'm going to see it before
Oh, she's
you.
Going to see it?
No, everybody. Everybody at work. Four different people came up to me and said the exact same thing.
Loser.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see it before
and
you.
And then you say, hey, grow up.
No, because they were like, I'm going to try to spoil it for you. And I said, if you do, I'm going to take your firstborn.
Oh.
And then they didn't laugh. And then they, like, reported it to HR.
See, then what I was thinking about, too, about this whole, you know, movie thing. These movies started coming out, like, I guess we were in high school. I could see being really excited for it if I was, like, 7 years old when Iron Man 1 came out.
By the way, okay, nobody is going to listen to you because you hate anything that's popular.
And that's not true.
Okay, you hate Game of Thrones and you hate...
I don't hate Game
you
of Thrones.
You hate the Marvel saying it's for babies and you hate Game of Thrones saying it's for nerds that like Dungeons and Dragons.
No, not entirely.
Those are two
don't like... grown men being like, oh, there's this figure here, and then it may be this, or could it be this? I think this. Just watch the show and enjoy it. It's not some big puzzle. It's not like you're reading, you know, Joyce or something. That's how they turn it into. That's what I don't like about Game of Thrones.
No, again,
but I have really no opinion on the show itself.
You're just like the hippie guy that just likes to tell people, hey, man, I just don't watch Game of Thrones.
I like that tweet Michael said. I don't watch Game of Thrones because I'm too busy being attractive and having fun hobbies. So, yeah, go off. Go off.
I actually love the meme where it was like the girl running the guy down.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I just want to let you know I don't watch Game of Thrones.
It's like Forrest running.
I was like, that's mad.
And then he's running across the river and Jenny runs up to him. It's like, Forrest, I just want to let you know that I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You know, in my opinion, she is probably the worst human being
alive. Oh, she's awful.
She is, and again...
She's terrible.
Hold on. I told you this about on the podcast, right? Maybe I haven't. About the Forrest Gump, my theory, or my question to you.
That it's not his kid?
Yeah, is that really his kid?
No, it's not his kid.
There's no way it's his kid. And I'm so with you on that. She knew that he was rich. She knew that if she told him that he would take care of him forever.
And it would help his life.
As well as love him.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't end up being a bad person.
Yeah.
Dude, she lied to him.
Yeah, of course.
She is the worst person alive.
Yeah.
She also knew that he wouldn't get a DNA test.
I guess not.
Why would he? I mean, it's Forrest.
Yeah.
He's going to trust anything Jenny says.
Yeah.
Dude, worst human being alive.
Yeah. Yeah, she's bad. You know, the other thing about the draft tonight that I didn't like, so now it's in Nashville. Every pick, they played some, like, awful, just twangy country music. It's like, yeah, I get it. I get you're in Nashville. I understand. It was just terrible, though. It was terrible.
I don't understand this hatred right now.
I just didn't like it.
Would you rather, like, Taylor Swift, like, shake it off in the
background? No, I don't want any music. Zero music.
No, they should
after
have,
a pick
music.
Is made.
They should have some music.
Maybe like a real epic like orchestra thing.
They should have like Space Jam going on. Welcome to the Space
Jam. No, they
should
do that.
Yeah, they should.
No.
Why not?
So tomorrow, what are some things you're looking forward to tomorrow whenever round two begins?
Probably Dallas picking.
When do they pick?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I'm a winner. I don't pay attention to those things.
I hope Houston trades up to take Greedy Williams. Oh, that's really what I hope happens tomorrow.
You know your team's just going to... Hold on. What if your team, like, drafted, like, a running back?
I mean, maybe if it's in the fourth round, good. Do it.
I just really want them to do something that's going to make
take that guy from.
What would be the worst pick that they could do in the second round? Fullback?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Would draft a fullback?
Yeah. I got in so many fights about Jay Prosh being bad. It was so stupid.
Why do you get... Stop getting into fights. Did you call him a coward, too?
No, I didn't call him you a coward. I've learned to cut back on being mean about the players and stuff.
Oh, you really cut back tonight, let me tell
you. This is different than the podcast.
Oh, good.
You think Jay Prosh is at home, retired, find the podcast, going to find into the 53-minute mark of this episode? Be like, somebody said I was bad? I'm gonna find you.
Dude, Tyrann Mathieu blocked you. I'm going to believe that. He blocked,
and also, he blocked me 9 months ago. And the funniest thing, it's like all these, everybody else on the internet's like, oh, Tyrann Mathieu just blocked me. I can't believe it. It's like, y'all are cowards too. No. The real ones got blocked 9 months ago when he told all of you he's not that good. And look, oh, now everybody doesn't think he's good. Look at what changed.
See, my whole thing is exactly the exact Game of Thrones argument. If you would have started Game of Thrones before anybody else, it would have been the same thing. You don't even know. I've been starting Game of Thrones. I read the books.
I read the first book.
See, this is it.
There it is.
There you go. You don't even know. It's not the same. The show's not the same.
I think that's why I didn't like the, why I wasn't interested in watching the show, because I read the first book. It's just long. It's just too much. And, the writing's not particularly good. And it's just so much.
You're like Moby Dick. Where there's 14 pages of describing the whale's tail.
It's so good. Moby Dick is so good.
No, it's not.
It's so good.
Stop it. It's terrible.
God, I love Moby Dick.
Matt, stop it. It is really bad.
There's this chapter where he just talks about being the top of the crow's nest. Oh, it's spectacular. Just talking about looking at the water.
Man.
It is so good.
It's the biggest waste of time.
Have you read Moby Dick?
Yeah. And by the way, got through half of it and I said, I can't do it anymore.
I mean, that's fine. I can understand that.
No. You don't understand because you just said that you enjoy it. Matt describes the same scene over and over again.
Yeah, I love it.
You already have the picture of it in your head, but then he wants to take the picture and go further.
It's beautiful.
It's not beautiful.
The first page is like one of my favorite first pages in all literature.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I love it. Moby Dick is all time.
No, it's not.
Tomorrow, I'm excited to see where Greedy Williams gets picked. I'm excited to see where Cody Ford gets picked because I did think he was a second round selection. I'm excited to maybe see where Greg Little gets picked. I do think the Texans with two second round picks, they could trade up to take Greedy Williams, just something that I would like to see him do. And I'm excited to see the Colts finally get to pick after all this trade down, after
they're
doing that thing.
Back.
I hope they do.
I would love if they trade
back.
They end up with
75 seventh round picks. And Chris Bell's like, yeah, we ended up exactly where we want to be in this draft.
We are going to pick every player.
We're
going to
start
round.
A new league. Where we're just gonna this entire team is gonna play against each other, and
you could, what would you be able to get if you traded every seventh round pick? Could you get a first?
I don't. 17 years in the future, trade 17 seventh round picks.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Nobody would. Take
I wonder. What, I wonder what the draft board says
before we go or anything. So I brought this up, and let me ask you why they haven't done this. So when it comes to Dak Prescott's contract.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't a team, and this could be for any quarterback, including Deshaun Watson, why wouldn't a team offer the quarterback, Dak Deshaun, $100 million, 5 years, all of it's guaranteed?
They should.
Why wouldn't a team do that?
They should.
You're getting the player for everything. You're paying him at a decent price per year.
4 years, $100 million guaranteed.
See, I would even take that. Yeah, like that's fair.
Yeah, like $25 million a year.
Yeah.
It's all guaranteed.
It's all guaranteed for you.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that?
They should.
And even
it's a good idea.
Even if you're a player, why wouldn't you want that?
You do want that.
Exactly.
And
so
when the new CBA comes out, they're going to make all these contracts guaranteed, and the players just can get paid less money.
Yeah, I know.
And they're going to be better off for it.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
And I'm also like that as well, too, just because it actually puts more like... There's more risk in making dumb mistakes.
You have to invest in the guys.
Yeah.
You can't just get rid of it and say,
and there,
oh,
I think
whoops.
There's too much player movement year to year. Like, it's kind of sucks just, like, how quickly things turn over every 3 years. Like, you don't have, like, a team that makes sense. Like, you have a really good position group for three seasons, maybe. And then, oh, they're all gone.
See, I just, like, think, like, it's
kind of... They're all hurt. They're all gone.
It's kind of, like, reverse for me because I feel like the NBA players are the ones that, like, complain and, like, they shouldn't complain. While the NFL players are the ones that should kind of have more of a say than what, like,
yeah.
team, because teams control them too much. versus NBA players where I just think they have too much of a say.
Yeah, there is a middle ground between those sides.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Russell Wilson,
one of them's just a complete opposite.
When he's like 30, not Russell Wilson, Russell Westbrook, in like 4 years, he's owed $45 million. He's going to be 34. He's going to make $45 million.
I'm not surprised. The problem is, by that point, man, he'll be so bad.
Yeah, and it's all guaranteed.
He's gone down every... I've always thought that. Think about that. 4 years, five
years. Yeah, it's
years.
A good idea.
Why wouldn't you?
The other thing that happened today, too, that was good, that didn't happen, was the Texans weren't able to trade Jadeveon Clowney. It said, there's some rumors, like, sources say Texans are actively shopping Clowney. I'm so glad they didn't trade him. Like, if they traded Clowney and drafted Tyus Howard, I'm going to start eating tomorrow. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be a fan of this team anymore if they did it, but...
You're still not even a fan of this team. Your favorite team's the Indianapolis Colts.
No, it's going to be the Buccaneers this year. I'm so excited for it, man.
Jameis. I love Jameis and Aaron. But so whenever they're 0-1 like or 1-5.
I'm not saying they're going to be good. That doesn't make any sense. I'm saying they're going to be interesting, and I'm really excited to watch it.
Okay.
They're two separate things. It's like saying I don't think Case Keenum's a great quarterback, but I enjoy watching him play.
By the way, so the biggest, what do you think the biggest waste was when it comes to pick? For me, it's Marquise Brown for the Baltimore Ravens.
I think it's a great pick for him.
Why?
I mean, I understand why you're saying that.
Because he's going to have three
catches
per game.
No, because he's really good after the catch. Like, he can turn a curl into an 80-yard touchdown.
Oh, that's good, because he's only going to get about three of those a game.
That's fine. The thing is also, like, the Ravens offense last year, Jackson started midseason. They quickly put together an offense for him to run, and they just had to go from there. Now you have Greg Roman, who's the offensive coordinator of the 49ers, and they went to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick, and now he's the offensive coordinator for Jackson. He knows how to run this offense for him. He did with Tyrod Taylor as well, too. This offense works out really well for athletic quarterbacks, and like he'll be able to create throws for him. And so I really like the Marquise Brown pick for Baltimore.
You know what?
I really liked it. Did that sway you?
No.
Did that push you on that swing?
No.
That'd be fun to do one day. We should go to the park and we push you on a swing.
I don't want you to push me on the swing. Why do you want to do that?
It'd be fun.
That won't look right at this point in our lives.
You're just giggling and I'm pushing you on a swing?
We'll get the cops called on us in five minutes.
Yeah, I think we get arrested.
We would. We'd be like, what do we do? I mean, like, you're going down.
Yeah.
You're going down for this.
You really think you could just walk over here and do this? I did. Yeah, I don't know if I had a real wasted pick. I don't think any of the picks are way. I think there's just kind of some strange picks. Like Rashawn Gary and the Packers was kind of strange. Like, I know Gary's a great athlete, but the Packers just spent a ton of money for outside pass rushing. And so I guess he's going to rotate with Dean Lauer at the other defensive position. But I thought that was kind of weird. The Falcons also, they drafted Chris Lindstrom. They paid two guards this year in free agency a bunch of money. Like, they paid James Carpenter a bunch of money. They paid somebody else a bunch of money. I don't have it in front of me here right now. And then they went and drafted a guard with the 15th overall pick. I thought that was kind of strange. And also just, like, everything the Raiders did as well, too. You know?
The Raiders made
no sense.
They
traded Khalil Mack to take Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call him from now on.
Colin Farrell?
Yeah. They could have took him, like, pick number 22.
I just don't get it.
To trade down.
By the way, you know what it is, though? It's John Gruden saying, I'm smarter than you guys.
It's Mike Mayock, too.
Wait, no, it's not.
He's the general manager.
Oh, great. Is he getting paid $10 million a year?
Maybe like $8 million.
He's not getting paid that.
Maybe $6 million.
They're not getting... Stop it.
They're supposed to be working together.
Yeah, working that together.
Mayock was probably like the best draft guy, too.
When you get a 10-year contract, you're not working with anybody else.
You don't think so?
That's not how that goes.
I would still work with other people.
If you have a 10-year contract, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, I would. Give me a 10-year contract. I'll still be a good teammate.
Yeah, great. That is not what I would expect if I gave you a 10-year contract. Just going to throw that out there. What do you think I expect if I give somebody a 10-year contract?
I wouldn't sign a 10-year contract.
That you need somebody else?
I would not sign a 10-year contract.
Why?
I'd sign year-to-year contracts.
Well, yeah,
I'd be like LeBron James.
LeBron James. Like, except for when you go to L.A.
I'm a free spirit, man.
Speaking of Space Jam. What do you think Space Jam 2 will do?
It's going to be bad.
Do you think it's going to bomb at the office?
It's going to be bad. I'm not going. I'm an adult. I'm not going to go see Space Jam 2 because of nostalgia.
If it was Space Jam 2 with Michael Jordan, I'd go.
Oh,
look at you! They even put Jordan in, smile.
And I get some Space Jam Tidy Whities and may have to go.
And if it was like, if it was like
Lola
Revenge.
Bunny's in it, oh, I'm there.
Ooh.
Put Michael Jordan, give me some Space Jam Tidy Whities. Put Lola Bunny in the movie, I'm there.
That was like one of the weirdest things, watching that when you're a kid and you see Lola Bunny, you're like, whoa.
I guess so.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Then you figure out she's a bunny.
Yeah.
It's okay, right?
And you know what happened?
Huh.
All these furry millennials. That's why it happened. Furry. That's why we have so many furries out there.
Hey, what's a furry?
It's a guy or woman who dresses up in a rabbit suit or an animal suit.
Uh-huh.
And they go to conventions.
What conventions?
I don't know. Like, they hang out.
What hang out?
Yeah.
Wait, where do they hang out?
Like, in, like, convention centers and stuff.
What convention center do they
like
hang
out? Like,
the
Holiday Inn.
What's the Holiday Inn?
Oh, like a hotel chain.
Was it? Well, wait.
I don't know what you're getting at.
I don't know what you're getting at over there.
But I'm saying there's so many furries because of Lola Bunny in Space Jam.
All right. So who's better looking, Lola Bunny or Nala from Lion King?
Lola Bunny.
Yeah, that one's too easy.
Nala's too young in that movie, too, for too long.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm not talking about young Nala. I'm not older Nala. About,
I should have said that. Are we talking young Nala?
Wow. Are you talking about before I wish I could be king after?
We got to get out of here. So tomorrow, I really want the Texans to draft Greedy Williams or Byron Murphy. They need to get a corner in the second round. And they can even double dip and grab another offensive tackle. They could draft maybe Juwan Taylor. Who knows?
I like how you said
Or even draft Cody Ford as well, too. But I don't know. I'm just kind of despondent. I'm kind of... this hasn't made me feel any better.
I'm sorry.
I'm just tired now.
I'm sorry.
And I got to go watch this dumb Underpants movie tomorrow.
What do you mean Underpants movie?
The Avengers.
It's not an Underpants movie. Yeah, that's something that's real.
It's a cape movie.
What do you mean it's a cape?
I'm excited. I think it's going to be good.
There's only... The only one that has a cape is Vision. And Doctor Strange.
I hate Vision, dude.
What? Vision's dead.
Yeah, he's
dead. Doctor Strange is the only one with the cape that left.
Yeah, I've never seen the Doctor Strange movie, but I think I want to.
We haven't seen the Doctor Strange movie?
I haven't seen any of them.
Why haven't you seen any of them?
Because Avengers is the only good one.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't like Iron Man. I like the Spider-Man movie.
That's not the same.
I like Spider-Man and the
Spider-Verse. But you like the Andrew Garfield ones?
No, I never watched them.
You're a liar.
I like the last Spider-Man with Michael Keaton.
Tom Holland, Michael Keaton.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's just because Michael Keaton, man. So that's why you like it. I always remember going to see White Noise in the movie theater with Michael Keaton. That's not White Noise. That's not White Noise at all.
I think it is. And Keneal Harry, what a crazy night.
What?
Do you think tomorrow's going to be even crazier? The draft starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Actually, yeah, I think a lot more offensive weapons are going to be drafted tomorrow. Yeah. I think the second round's going to be going crazy.
DK Metcalf's there. AJ Brown's there. There's also that wide receiver from Stanford. There's probably, I think 6 receivers going to get drafted tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's
maybe 7.
It's going to be an offensive showdown. Probably 8.
Maybe 7.
Maybe 7. Probably just 7.
All right, well, thank you for listening to the show tonight, everybody. It's going to be okay. You can step off that ledge. I'll stay on the edge for you, though. That's cool. Haskins wears this number in a necklace. I wouldn't do the same thing, but I think it's cool. And then we'll be back on, I guess, next Tuesday after the draft is over. And I go in the film room and watch all these prospects and try to talk myself into liking a little bit more, not liking a little bit more. But in the meantime, hit that subscribe button. Leave us a 7-star review. And my name is Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Bobbird Radio. And thank you for being on tonight, me, Taylor.
I hope Dallas drafts Howard.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. You're a Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the duck.